Be real careful now. We've killed plenty of folks along this road. Stupid folks who didn't listen. You don't want to be stupid, do you?
Hadrian shook his head.
Good. Now drop them weapons, and then climb down.
What do you say, Royce? We give them a bit of coin so nobody gets hurt.
Royce looked over. Two eyes peered out from the hood with a withering glare.
I'm just saying, we don't want any trouble, am I right?
You don't want my opinion.
Oh, so you're going to be stubborn?
Hadrian shook his head.
Oh, why do you have to make everything so difficult? They're probably not bad people, just poor. You know, taking what they need to buy a loaf of bread to feed their family. Can you begrudge them that? Winter is coming and times are hard.
He nodded his head in the direction of the thieves.
Right?
I ain't got no family. I spend most of my coin on drink.
You're not helping.
I'm not trying to. Either you two do as you're told, or we'll gut you right here.
Flatnose emphasized this by pulling a long dagger from his belt and scraping it against the blade of his sword. A cold wind howled through the trees, bobbing the branches and stripping away more foliage. Red and gold leaves flew, swirling in circles, buffeted by the gusts along the narrow road.
Look, how about we give you half our money? My half. That way, this won't be a total loss for you.
We ain't asking for half. We want it all, right down to these here horses.
Oh, now wait a second. Our horses? Taking a little coin is fine, but horse thieving? If you get caught, you'll hang. And you know we'll report this at the first town we come to.
You're from up north, ain't ya?
Yeah, left Medford yesterday.
The man holding his horse nodded, and Hadrian noticed a small red tattoo on his neck.
See, that's your problem.
His face softened with sympathetic expression that appeared more threatening by its intimacy.
You're probably on your way to Colnora. Nice city. Lots of shops. Lots of fancy rich folk. Lots of trading going on down there, and we get lots of people along this road carrying all kinds of stuff to sell to them fancy folk. I'm guessing you ain't been south before, have you? Up in Melengar, King Amrath goes to the trouble of having soldiers patrol the roads. But here in Warwick, things are done a bit differently.
Flatnose came closer, licking his split lip as he studied the Spadone sword on Hadrian's back.
Are you saying theft is legal?
No, but King Ethelred lives in Aquesta, and that's awfully far from here.
And the Earl of Chadwick, doesn't he administer these lands on the king's behalf?
Archie Ballantyne? Archie don't give a rat's ass what goes on with the common folk. He's too busy picking out what to wear.
The man grinned, showing yellowed teeth that grew at odd angles.
So now drop them swords and climb down. Afterward, you can walk on up to Ballantyne Castle, knock on old Archie's door, and see what he does. Now, unless you think this is the perfect place to die, you're gonna do as I say.
You were right, Royce.
Hadrian unclasped his cloak and laid it across the rear of his saddle.
We should have left the road, but honestly, I mean, we are in the middle of nowhere. What were the odds?
Judging from the fact that we're being robbed, pretty good, I think.
Kinda ironic, Rhaera being robbed. Almost funny, even.
It's not funny.
Did you say Rhaera?
Hadrian nodded and pulled his gloves off, tucking them into his belt. The man let go of his horse and took a step away.
What's going on, Will? What's Rhaera?
There's a pair of fellas in Melengar that call themselves that.
He looked toward the others.
I got connections up that way, remember? They say two guys calling themselves Rhaera work out of Medford. And I was told to keep me distance if I was ever to run across them.
So what you thinking, Will?
I'm thinking maybe we should clear the brush and let them ride through.
What? Why? There's five of us and just two of them.
But they're Rhaera.
So what?
So, my associates up north, they ain't stupid. And they told everyone never to touch these two. And my associates ain't exactly the squeamish types. If they say to avoid them, there's a good reason.
Flatnose looked at them again with a critical eye.
Okay, but how do you know these two guys are them? You're just gonna take their word for it?
Will nodded toward Hadrian.
Look at the swords he's carrying. A man wearing one. Maybe he knows how to use it, maybe not. A man carries two. He probably don't know nothing about swords, but he wants you to think he does. But a man carrying three swords? That's a lot of weight. No one's gonna have that much steel around unless he makes a living using them.
Hadrian drew two swords from his sides in a single, elegant motion. He flipped one around, letting it spin against his palm once.
Need to get a new grip on this one. It's starting to fray again.
He looked at Will.
Shall we get on with this? I believe you're about to rob us.
The thieves shot uncertain glances to each other.
Will?
The girl was still holding the bow taut, but looked decidedly less confident.
Let's clear the brush out of the way and let them pass.
Oh, you sure? This nice man with the busted nose seems to have his heart set on getting a sword.
Flatnose looked up at Hadrian's blades as the moonlight glinted off the mirrored steel.
That's okay.
Well, if you're sure.
All five nodded, and Hadrian sheathed his weapons. Will planted his sword in the dirt and waved the others over as he hurried to clear the barricade of branches blocking the roadway.
You know, you're doing this all wrong.
The thieves stopped and looked up, concerned. Royce shook his head.
Not clearing the brush, the robbery. You picked a nice spot, I'll give you that, but you should have come at us from both sides.
And William, it is William, isn't it?
The man winced and nodded.
Yeah, William. Most people are right-handed, so those coming in close should approach from the left. That would have put us at a disadvantage, having to swing across our bodies at you. Those with bows should be on our right.
And why just one bow? She could have only hit one of us.
Couldn't have even done that. Did you notice how long she held the bow bent? Either she's incredibly strong, which I doubt, or that's an homemade greenwood bow with barely enough power to toss the arrow a few feet. Her part was just for show. I doubt she's ever launched an arrow.
Two? I'm a fine marksman.
Hadrian shook his head at her with a smile.
You had your forefinger on top of the shaft, dear. If you had released, the feathers on the arrow would have brushed your finger and the shot would have gone anywhere but where you wanted it to.
Royce nodded.
Invest in crossbows. Next time, stay hidden and just put a couple bolts into each of your target's chests. All this talking is just stupid.
Royce.
What? You're always saying I should be nicer to people. I'm just trying to be helpful.
Don't listen to him. If you do want some advice, try building a better barricade.
Yeah, drop a tree across the road next time.
Royce waved a hand toward the branches.
This is just pathetic. And cover your faces for Maribor's sake. Warwick isn't that big of a kingdom and people might remember you. Sure, Ballantyne isn't likely to bother tracking you down for a few petty highway robberies, but you're gonna walk into a tavern one day and get a knife in your back.
Royce turned to William.
You were in the Crimson Hand, right?
Will looked startled.
No one said nothing about that.
Didn't need to. The Hand requires all guild members to get that stupid tattoo on their necks.
Royce turned to Hadrian.
It's supposed to make them look tough, but all it really does is make it easy to identify them as thieves for the rest of their lives. Painting a red hand on everyone is pretty stupid when you think about it.
That tattoo is supposed to be a hand? I thought it was a little red chicken. But now that you mention it, the hand does make more sense.
Royce looked back at Will and tilted his head to one side.
Does kind of look like a chicken.
Will clamped a palm over his neck.
Who are you, really? What exactly is Rhaera? The hand never told me. They just said to keep clear.
We're nobody special. Just a couple of travelers enjoying a ride on a cool autumn's night.
But seriously, you need to listen to us if you're going to keep doing this. After all, we're going to take your advice.
What advice?
Royce gave a gentle kick to his horse and started forward on the road again.
We're going to visit the Earl of Chadwick, but don't worry, we won't mention you.